And we'll say we continue today in Simon Lamed Aleph, page 80 in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. B'Shabbos Yomtiv Asur Lahaniach Tefillin. On Shabbos and Yomtiv, one is not permitted to put on tefillin. Mipnei Shem Atzmam Os, because Shabbos and Yomtov are in and of themselves a sign of the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. V'im Manichem Bohem Os Acher Hayezilzol Os Shalahem. And were you to put on another sign, i.e. this, the os, the sign of tefillin, it ultimately would diminish and really denigrate the os, the sign of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right, the Mishnah Berurah, v'yom tov, sivkot na'ala v'yom tov, sheni namin b'chlal ledidam b'nei chutz la'aretz. And included in the fact that Yom Tov is an os, this also includes Yom Tov sheni, the second day of Yom Tov for diaspora Jewry. Aser lahaniach va'afilu betiltu yish omrim gam kein da aser im lo v'torech gufam umakomim kishar kli shemalachto le'iser. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not just that you can put on tefillin, but some explain that tefillin are in essence muktza, and the only way that they can be moved l'zorach gufam umakomam, meaning again if somehow you need the space that they occupy or to somehow benefit the object of the tefillin itself. Yish omrim dechdei shelo yiplu o shelo yignevum namimut l'taltel makom l'makom u'bemakom atchak yish l'hakov. But however, there are also those who say that in order to prevent the tefillin from falling or from being stolen, one is also permitted to move them. And in fact, one could be lenient like this in situations of need. Yusif Os Gimel, excuse me. Shehem Atzmam Os. Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bein Yisrael. Shneimar Ki Osi Beini. V'yom Tov Gam Kem Mikri Os. Te Pesach Masayim Ksif Os. V'okshu Komo Adei Hashem B'Parshas Emor. So the idea is that tefillin itself is called an os, is called a sign. Shabbos and Yom Tov are both called signs. And therefore, again, on a day where there is the os of Shabbos or Yom Tov, it would be inappropriate to supplement that os with the os of tefillin, because the supplemental os of tefillin ultimately could denigrate the os of Shabbos or Yom Tov. He goes on, he says, Sifkot and Dalet, os acher, dahainu tefillin dechsiv, behu, vahayala chali os al yodecha. Hey, haya zilzul, vegam over mishum lavde bal tosiv. This is interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says that furthermore, if you were to put on tefillin on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you would be in violation of bal tosiv. Bal tosiv means that one is not permitted to add on to any of the mitzvos. So therefore, again, since Shabbos and Yom Tov are not obligated in tefillin, if you go out of your way to put on tefillin, you are in violation of batos, if you're adding on to the mitzvos of the Torah. V'hu shehen nichon l'shem mitzvah. But this is only true if you put them on for the sake of a mitzvah, for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin. Aval b'manichon shelo l'shem mitzvah, ein bo mishum batos, if a guy mishum zilzel ein bo. But if one put the tefillin on not for the sake of the mitzvah, there is no issue of batos, if. And there's also no issue of zilzul, of denigration of Shabbos and Yom Tov. In lo shemanichim befarhesia da'az aser b'dirabanon. V'yesh machmir b'chol gabni in lo shemanichim b'vizayon k'gon amotei tefillin b'Shabbos b'sadeh. Motu lo shalach nisal er derech mabush k'mo sheizbar l'kamam b'simin shin aleph. So interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that technically speaking, if one were to put on tefillin on Shabbos or Yom Tov, not with the intention of fulfilling the mitzvah, but just stam, what we'll call stam hanocha, just to put it on, technically speaking, under those circumstances, one is not in violation of bal tosif, of adding on to a mitzvah. However, again, the way we paskin is that at the end of the day, we don't put tefillin on at all, even if there's no intention to fulfill the mitzvah. And certainly, again, one should avoid, right, if there's no intention to fulfill the mitzvah. However, again, the one exception to this rule could be, and we'll see this later on, is that if the tefillin themselves are in a compromised situation, where let's say, for example, there's a danger of them being lost or destroyed, under those circumstances, one could wear the tefillin to a secure location in order to prevent them from becoming destroyed. Halacha beis, v'chalamoid gam kin asur lahaniach tefillin. On chalamoid, we also don't wear tefillin. Me'atam hazeh ba'atzmo, for the same reason, meaning that chalamoid is also called yomtiv, therefore it's an os, and therefore we don't need the os of tefillin. Shemei chalamoid gam heim os, because days of chalamoid are also an os. So the Mishnah Berurah comments haga, v'yesh omrim shechalamoid chayiv b'tefillin. Some say that no, chalamoid is obligated in tefillin v'chol, v'chei noagin b'chol glilos elu, la'nicham b'moid u'levarech aleim. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah writes that this is the minog in our diaspora communities, to put on tefillin on chalamoid. Moedim to make a bracha on them. Ella shin mevarachin b'koram b'beis haknes kmo shari mos hashana. But rather, again, the difference is, says the Mishnah Brura, that although we make a bracha even on Chol HaMoed, we do not make the bracha out loud as we do during the rest of the year. Right? So again, a fundamental machlokes in the Mechaber and the Rama. The Mechaber clearly passing that we do not put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Rama saying that the Yesh Omrim, and ultimately our practice is to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the Rama just simply saying, but we won't make the bracha on the tefillin out loud. Writes the Mishnah. Writes the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav Gam Hemos BePesach Achilas Matzah B'Suka Yeshiva Suka VeYesh Om Svir Lo Kevan Shemutar Masiyas Malach Menatar Leka Os. So Mishnah Berurah explains that the Mechaber who says that you don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, that's because even though those days of Chol HaMoed are permitted in Malacha, each of them still have an oath. They still have a sign. On Pesach you have matzah. On Sukkot you have a sukkah. The Yesh Omrim, the Rama, however, will say that since these days are mutter in Malacha, you could do prohibited category, or I should say, you could engage in labor in Malacha. Therefore, again, by definition, they don't have an os, and therefore they require tefillin. La'anicham b'moed, sifkat and zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, v'chalitzas ha'tefillin tzarach lios v'chol ha'moed kodim halal. But even, again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, says that you will go in and put on, according to the Rama, who says that you will put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, we dafka take off the tefillin before the recitation of Halal. Some, in fact, take it off after Kiddusha already of Shmona Esrei, but the Mishnah Berurah just cautions that if you're going to do that, one must make sure to still pay close, explicit attention to Chazaras Hashatz. Ches, Shein, Perish mishum di yesh manichim di yesh shein manichim o ein mavarchim yesh tavarich bechashai kedei shalol yulavo lidei machlokes. So this is interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah says the reason we make the bracha quietly is because since there are those who put on tefillin, some don't put on tefillin, some do make a bracha, some don't make a bracha. So in order to avoid machlokes, we make the bracha quietly. V'chein lo yelech b'rishus harabim lebeis haknesses. So too, one should not wear their tefillin publicly. Let's say from rishus harabim, from the public domain to the shul. V'achronim hiskimu l'das ataz. T'yos yartov la'anichem b'li bracha. Ki ha'brachos inon ma'akvos. U'sefek brachos lahakel. U'bifat she'agra kasav she'in l'das yishom ikar b'shas. V'akoparim l'inyim bracha b'vada yish lahachmir. So the Mishnah Berurah now says that the majority opinion seems to side with the Taz. The Taz holds that if you put tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you do not make a bracha. Now, the logic behind that statement is that since brachos einon ma'akvos, meaning you do not require the recitation of the bracha in order to be yotzei the mitzvah, and since there's a machlokas as to whether or not there's a mitzvah of tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not, therefore better off just not to make the bracha. That's compounded by the fact that the Gra holds that the opinion quoted by the Rama, the Yesh Omrim, has absolutely no basis in Shas, which is why the Minag HaGra was not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Taking this all into account, the Mishnah Berurah says that if one is going to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, one should do so without a bracha. Gam kodim ha'anocha yachshov b'dayto. Furthermore, again, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you are going to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, one should do so with the following tenai, the following condition. So the Mishnah Berurah says, when you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you should make with a tenai. What's the tenai? What's the condition? If I'm chayiv in the mitzvah of tefillin, then this act of putting on the tefillin should satisfy the mitzvah. But if not, I'm putting on the tefillin just as a malbush, as an article of clothing, and I don't have in mind for the purpose of the mitzvah. When you do this, essentially you halachically cover your bases. Either way, if it's a mitzvah, you've done it. And if it's not a mitzvah, you're not over on Baal Tosif. You're not adding it on because you're just putting it on as a malbush, as a garment. Furthermore, if one does put on tefillin, one is not diminishing the oaths of Chol HaMoed, since, again, remember, this tenai has you covered either way. If there is a mitzvah of tefillin, then you're covered, and if there's not a mitzvah of tefillin, you're not putting it on for the sake of the mitzvah, rather you're just putting it on in order to go ahead, and you're putting it on as a malbush, as almost like an article of clothing. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to be everybody agrees that tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam one will not put on Chol HaMoed. Od kasvu ha'achronim, de nachon shebeis haknesses achas ketzasam yonichu tefillin ketzasam lo yonichu mishul lo tiskodidu. So the Mishnah Berurah here quotes something that is a problem, a big problem in today's current day and age, where Mishnah Berurah says that in one shul you shouldn't have people, two groups of people doing two different things, right? You shouldn't have some people putting on tefillin, some people not putting on tefillin because of lo tiskodidu. Lo tiskodidu means that you should not form agudos. You should not form different groups. Should not form different groups, meaning you shouldn't have two different groups doing two different things within one shul. Or me shein maniach tefillin v'chol hamoed shemispal beis hamedrash shemanichin tefillin yesh lo gam kein lahanichin abali bracha v'tzibor shetzibor shenago laniach tefillin ein lal mishanas min hagam. So furthermore, Mishnah Berurah says that if you don't normally put on tefillin, but you're davening in a shul or in a base medrash where they put on tefillin, then you should also put on tefillin without a bracha. Similarly, a tzibor that has the minhag to put on tefillin should not change its minhag. So interestingly enough, we end off with a fundamental machlokes in Mechaber and the Ramah about tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Mechaber is saying there is no mitzvah of tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Ramah says there is, but without a bracha. Gra sides with the Mechaber. There is no mitzvah of tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But yet again, one should ultimately be deferential to the minhag of the place in which they find themselves. We will stop over here. Emir Tashem, we pick up with Simin Lamed Beis tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.